as is the want of Masechtas, Masechta jumps into a prat, and the klolim you find out about like later on in the Masechta. A lot of times you start with the Rabbanans, because the Chavivas, they started with the Rabbanans. So just wanted to prat them about it yet. The more is going to bring that. The Chumash trying to address a problem when a get is being transported from one country to another. So the edim, which are going to be able to testify about the validity of the get, are not available. So the get can be. The more is bringing a machlokes between really Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, Rabbi Yeshua. Whether the edim masira karti or edim chesima karti, we've had this before. It will come up. It'll figure prominently in Masechtas Gittin. That's the primary place where it talks about it in Shas. Is the main thing the edim masira or the edim chesima, which means theoretically, the document that we get is written in the language of the husband talking. That I am going to be doing X, Y, and Z. It's an expression of the husband's desire to begarish his wife. And then he gives it in front of Adam. That's really so the idea of Adam siding on the get really is a chiddush, because right, it's him talking, and he takes his rotzen to the divorcer, and he expresses it in the language of a get. He creates a koyach of gerushin, which he does. Then when he gives it in front of Adam, it's valid. Darshav Erva and Darshav Erpal's Mishnayim, anything which has to do with the issues of issues requires two Adim. So Kedushin requires two Adim, like we had him set to Kedushin. And it's because by moment it says, Yunishnayim Adim, Abishnayim Adim Yakum Dover, and it says, Kimotsu Erva's Dover, Dover Dover Mimaman, that so there's two Adim which are required. So the two Adim couldn't be the Adim which witnessed the Nesina. But how do we know this was written by the husband? Who said this was valid? Maybe it was forged. Maybe the woman created the document and hired somebody to go pretend like it came from it. How do we know that it's valid? So we have Adim signed on it. So the Adim Chasima can sign on it. So even if you hold that the Iker of the get is the Adim Masira, because that's really the moment of Gerishin, so you... And that's all you need. So, Eidech Hasima can tell me that the get is valid. But the old Eidech Hasima character holds that it's a step weiter. I don't even need Eidech Masira, theoretically. There will be a Tosha Sheet in Abdal, which even according to me, you need Eidech Masira. But the Eidech Hasima, according to the Riff and others, are made that there was an Asina. Because the Eidech would never sign on it if they weren't charged by the husband to produce the document. So once we know that the signatures are valid, we have to assume it was done with the due process of the husband telling to do it. The husband said to do it, they signed on it, and now the woman has it. So that creates an anansahari that there is a masira. So that functions as the edim on the masira as well. Okay, so a woman produces a document later on, which it has a get. And in the get, there is the husband's language, Adam signed it. We can assume that she's divorced. That's how the Ran learns the Sheet of Riv. The Ran is in Perek Test. Okay. So that's very nice that we know that they didn't. So we're going to come with the Shliach, that'll come with the get from one country to another country to deliver the get. The husband sends the get to the woman. They're in two different countries. So the husband comes, the Shliach comes with the get. How do we know that this is a valid get? So, well, verify the signatures. Who recognizes their signatures? They don't live here. Right. How do we know that the get was written with all of the halachas that had to be written? We can't go back and verify that. So we want to create a vehicle, mirabanan, to clarify the validity of the get. So Chazal said, the solution is, we're going to ask the shliach to be present at the time of everything is done, the ksiva of the get, and the edim signed in it, and the shliach will be made, and even when he's only an ed echad, we're going to accept that. And the Gemara is going to grapple, how does that work, that we can accept the testimony of the shliach by himself. Okay. So that's the case of Mishnah. Maybe get me Medina Sayyam. So Shirmer Bafana Nefta, but Bafana Nefta. So when he brings a get from Medina Sayyam, he needs to say that he witnessed the Ksiva and he witnessed the Chasima. So he has to be able to tell us that I was there present at the time of the Ksiva and the Chasima. Okay? Within one country itself, we don't need to do that. So within Eretz Yisrael, we don't need to do that. But the more I should discuss about is what about within the other Medinas themselves? Do we need to do that? But a person is in Eretz Yisrael, they're receiving a get from Chutz Lo'aretz in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what Medinas Hayam over here is being used to refer to from Chutz Lo'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The Shliach has to say, B'fanet ha'paninechtam. From within one country, Medina Sayyam, that's a discussion in the Gemara. But we're discussing Chutz Lo'aretz Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So now the rest of the Mishnah is going to discuss boundaries. Where do we draw the boundaries for the purpose of this halacha? So now the Gemara is going to say like this: in Eretz Yisrael, the sefer, we know the sefer were bekiyim in the halacha that you have to write to get lishma. And in general, there was free movement from one section of Eretz Yisrael to the other. So now, just because something was halachically the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael doesn't necessarily mean that there was free movement from one area to the other. That when the Chamor were setting up these halachas, it doesn't mean that the people in that area were as knowledgeable as the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So we're not discussing the halachic parameters of Eretz Yisrael in regards to necessarily Hilchus Shemitah or Hilchus Shemus Maisers. We're discussing the halachic parameters regards to Panayin HaPanayin Echtan. The Gemara is going to see some overlap that Chazal would say, you know, within the concept of La Plug, we're going to define Eretz Yisrael and then use that as a definition for Hilchus Gittin. Otherwise, it's going to come very sticky. So not everything in the Mishnah, some things in the Mishnah are Eretz Yisrael boundaries, some things in the Mishnah are not Eretz Yisrael boundaries. There are the halachic boundaries in regards to what's necessary for Fanat of Anathem, but not in regards to anything else in regards to Israel.
How much does all this change over time? Meaning that, you know, these are sort of local issues about, you know, being Bikin, about being traveling, and that may change over time.
Well, it's a Tekanah Sechamim, so it remains in force. Regards to Chutz Lo'aretz, that might, the Gemara is going to discuss about that possibility in Bavel. They became knowledgeable, so now we can trust a get from one place to another place in Bavel. That's the Gemara is going to talk about that. But in the kind of Chutz Lo'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, that it's a tekana, so you have to do it. Okay. Maybe mean harekim and mean hacheger. So even though rekim and hacheger are not halachically chutz lo'aretz, but they are not that they're not that far from Eretz Yisrael. But they weren't necessarily. The traffic from there to Eretz Yisrael was limited, and therefore the idea of having Adim available to recognize the signatures is probably not true, because the traffic is limited, so people don't know people there, so they don't recognize the signatures, or they weren't necessarily booking in the Shema. Okay, where these places are exactly, I don't have a claim to know the geography, but they are in the east of Eretz Yisrael.
Borderline cities.
Right. That does it make you any more knowledgeable exactly where they are?
Well, it gives it a name. It says they're Bered and Kadesh. That's the Aramaic names.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, actually, Rechem and Chagar are the Aramaic names, and the names you said, Bered and Kadesh, are the names of the Torah gives them.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like Kfar Ludim Lelud. So there's a city Lud. And then there was a suburb called Kfar Ludim, and the border was drawn between the city of Lud and the city of Kfar Ludim. So Kfar Ludim is Chutz Lo'aretz, and Lud is Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So the so since it's Chutz La'aretz, even though over here there was a direct flow of traffic back and forth from there, they still need to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So the Gemara is going to say, what's the difference between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim? So these are not Medinas Hayam. So even though they might halachically be Chutz La'aretz, but if they're that close, you cannot refer to them as Medinas Hayam. Medinas Hayam pictures that there's a long journey involved in getting to them, like traveling over the sea, etc. It's not limited to water travel, but the idea that we picture something that you would have to travel a distance to get to, not Kharlud and Lulud, or Rekha and Kegger. Okay. And furthermore, if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam, you also have to say Mefarenet HaParenetah. But maybe Medina 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 Sayyam, in Chutz La'aretz, from one country to another, you need to say So within one city, even which had been taken over by two different competing governing bodies, so the traffic from one side of the city is going to the other side of the city is going to be limited because they're at war with each other. So in that situation, if they'd be able to bring a get across, they would have to say b'farei nechtam, even though it's not from Medina to Medina, it's in the same city. But there's a need of b'farei nechtam b'farei nechtam because the traffic is limited, and again, so the aid would not be available to verify the signatures. So he's going to give us boundaries. So if you picture where Rechem is vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael in the east of Eretz Yisrael, and you draw a line north-south through the Rechem, that's your eastern border. Ashkelon Dorim, Ashkelon Kedorim. You take the city of Ashkelon and you count that as Dorim. Me'akar Litzofen. And from the city of Akko and northward is considered north. So the Tanakhama said that Akko itself is already considered north, and you would it's not part of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin purposes, and you'd have to say Vifarinetta Vrinetta. Ramirez says no, that Akko is considered part of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin purposes. Now, the actual
Buddha was the
100. The Rehuda, right. So, the borders of Eretz Yisrael, halachically, it's halachically where the borders of Eretz Yisrael are, right? The way Rashi learns the actual Gwil of Eretz Yisrael is defined by the Torah, it goes to Lantuchia, Antioch, which is north of Lebanon, right? That's part of Eretz Yisrael on the coast, according to Rashi. How much was the Klai Yisrael actually capture and give it Kedushas Eretz Yisrael with all of the dinim and Bayasheni? Much less. So we're not discussing the northern borders in regards to all the halachas of Eretz Yisrael. We're discussing in regards to Git. Okay, and maybe get Eretz Yisrael and Tzar Shemar b'fanei netam b'fanei nechtam. So he does not need to. The sheikh does not need to be present at the time of the ksiva or the chasima, and when he brings it, he does not need to tell us that he was present at the time of the ksiva and the chasima. He doesn't know, and he's not mechuyev to know. Okay, if later on somebody comes to claim, if the husband comes to claim later on that the get was not valid. So Yiskayim b'chesamav. So then we'll verify the signatures then, because we can do that. But until then, we do not have to be concerned about the possibility of the get not being valid. And even though there's no aidan which verify the signatures, and even though the sheikh says I do not witness the signing and I do not know, but we assume it was done b'kashrus, so she can get married based on that. Tosis over here, the bottom Tosis, will deal with that. We find elsewhere in Shas, in general, the get's going to give her some financial rights, collection, etc. And that idea that we're going to allow her to get married based on this get and collect money from the property of the husbands, etc., without verifying the signatures, sounds strange, because we have a general concept of taninin. We're going, the husband's not here, the husband sent it. So that means that any collection she's doing is not the fun of. In general, we have a rule when one of the litigants is not here, but we have to proceed without it, the Bezdin has a concept called taninin. We will raise some questions that the Bezdin had the. Had that litigant been here, he might have said, this is not valid, it's a forgery. So let's verify it, since the cause of Tanina and Mezuyev. So are we Tanina? Do we say, the more said we're Tanina Perua? Person pulled out a star, we say Perua that against the father, and the father's no longer alive, he can't talk for himself. So we open up our mouth and we say, listen, you're collecting all these years over here, maybe this star has been paid already. So there's a concept of taninin. So do we, in general, do we ask the question of taninin and mezuyev? That's Tosis's question. Tosis makes an assumption from our Mishnah that in general, we're not taninin and mezuyev. So in the case of a loan document, there's another question. Maybe it's paid. Maybe paid and just didn't collect the document back. But to say that it was a forgery, we're not taninin. Okay, Zok Rashi. And maybe get medina sayam kol chutzlars karla medina sayam bar mi bubble kedama lekamon. So the more is going to discuss what the status of bubble is because of the amount of traffic between that and Eretz Yisrael, and because of the amount of knowledge which was there. But for the purposes of this Mishnah, everything else, all, the rest of chutzlars is called medina sayam. The shliach who's bringing it needs to say Lomar b'fanetavarenatam. Time of mefarsh b'gemara, the Mor is going to explain why he has to do so. The shliach zeh habal oso shliach lelocha. We're talking about a shliach which was appointed by the husband to deliver the get. So that's called a shliach lelocha. If you recall. We had him at this kedushin in the second parak, which talks about a kedushin through a shliach. The Mora learns out the source for shlichus in Kol Torah Kula. One of the sources is by gerushin. The Torah says shlichus by three things. It says that by kachet, by karbonis, that a person can appoint the shliach to shecht his korban. It says that by truma, that you can appoint the shliach to take off tshuva for you, and by get, the husband can make a shliach to deliver the get, a woman can make a shliach to accept the get. So shlichus is learned, one of the primary sources of shlichus is from gittin. The more goes to why you need all three. Fine. Rekam l'cheger, targum shel bein kodesh bein bored, mitargaminim bein rekam l'cheger. So the pasuk says bein kodesh bein bored, that that the bear lechayroi hugger went and found that bear. It was bein kodesh bein bored, between the places of kodesh and bored. And the targum translates over there. The unklus translates it says rekam and cheger. Philip Karludim she mechutz lords lelud she smucha la v'imeretz Yisrael. The Gemara Mefarash puts out, the Gemara is going to explain that we have three shittas over here. We have four shittas, really. What exactly the Tanakhama says, Dach Melim Yidin Sayyam, Rav says, even Rekham Echeger, Rav Eliezer says, even Krav Ludim Lulud, what's that all about? The Gemara Mefarash, my Moistri, a Tanakhama, the Resha, the Chavim sounded to be just like a repeat of the Tanakhama. And the Mishnah says that this halach goes in the other direction as well. Okay, a person brings some din and din and din sayam. He has to say before the brenatam. Rishon Lamil says he fill him hegmonia like monya. So hegmon is the governor. So the Hegmonia is his governorship, the area that he governs. There were two different authorities, powers, and in general they did not allow travel from one side, East Berlin and West Berlin. Okay, so Yehudah Mirekam the Mizrach Mirekam at Safarlam the Mizrach you have Medina Sayyam. So Medina Sayyam is defined from Rekam eastward. If Rekam Atzma Nidonis Kim Mizrach Oilam, we'll look at Israel. He defines Rekam as the eastern border. It's already outside the eastern border. But maybe Mirekam Sarach Lerm Refanei Nechtam Refanei Nechtam. So we have to say if it's Chutz Lorz, you have to say Refanei Nechtam Refanei Nechtam Mechein Kulam. Mirekam Nizach Hashalach Yisrael V'Chutz Allah. Now this actually, the more assumes that he's actually defining Gemulat of Eretz Yisrael. V'Ashkelon L'Doraima V'Ako L'Tzifoyna. To define the western border, we don't need to define that Shayama Gadol Gvula because it extends until the Yama Gadol. The Yama Gadol is the Gvul Yam, is the Gvul of the Yam is the translated over there meaning the west. If the husband comes later on and claims that this document is a forgery, so we verify the get by verifying the signatures. So even though we can't bring Aiden who actually testify that they were told by the Baal to sign, we can't bring those Edim, so that if they were told by the Baal to sign, etc., to write, to drop the document and sign it, so it's not a forgery, so we don't have that. But if we can verify the signatures that they're valid, so then we assume that the get was written based on the tzivi of the Baal, and now he changed his mind, but the get is valid. So
I don't want to know that.
Okay, so we had in Ksubis that there are five different ways to be Mekayim signatures. You validate the signatures. So the Edim come and testify that that's their signatures. Or alternatively, other Edim recognize the signatures. Kosher. So now we say that it's kosher, and we do not believe the error of the Baal. So we gave an option if the Bezin recognizes in the signatures. We gave an option over there if you could compare it to other signatures which have been verified in Bezin.
Once the Adam signed, what happens to the get?
The Adam signed. So the standard way a get was written was actually the it could go either way. There's two ways it normally went. Either the husband would tell a cipher to write the get and then tell Adam to sign, or he would tell Adam to draw up a document and sign it. So they would be the cipher man, also the Adam. The language of the document is in the language of the husband. It's written in the first person that I'm divorcing my wife, etc. But it was not actually written by the husband. There's no need to be written by the husband. He could make a shliach to write the get. So they're acting as his representatives, writing the language of the get as if he said it. He's writing it. And then they would sign on it. They would give it back to the husband, and the husband would give it to the wife. They don't give it to the wife. They could be appointed to be the shluchim to give it to the wife also. So they could be the soifrim and the edim and the shur, and the shliach lehalacha. But that wasn't that. That's those are really three different parts of the process, which one is independent of the other. In general, what they would do was they give it back to the husband, and the husband would give it to the wife. In the case where he has to send it. So they're appointed. He could appoint them or somebody else to be the shluchim. So the Morrison talking about a case where the shliach is the eidim themselves. But in general, the case like we're saying over here, the shliach wasn't the eidim. The eidim drew up the document. The eidim signed the document, and the shliach is required, since we're going to have a situation of a shliach l'halacha, we can't do that and say, by the way, let's go get a shliach. It's too late. Because the shliach has to be present at the time of the ksiva and the chasima to be able to say later on, it was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. So in a shliach l'halacha from a dinas ayam, you have to have the shliach appointed earlier. In the case of shliach l'halacha in Eretz Yisrael, you could write it up and then find the shliach and get to send it. One last point. Shliach lehalacha, the main issue is not the walking. The concept of the shlichus is that a person who really has no power to do something is empowered to do something. Walking is not really very, you don't need to be empowered to walk. Shliach lehalacha means that he's a person who's going to give the get. The get is the act of the husband divorcing his wife. So the husband writes the get and gives it to his wife, she's divorced. The husband writes to get, and then Beryl gives it to the wife while she's divorced. The husband didn't divorce his wife. He didn't send her away. We learn from a pasuk that Beryl can act as if the husband gave it. So the moment of shlichus, is not when he's walking, it's when he's giving. He's appointed a shliach to be able to be the person who can actually divorce the woman. That's what you need shlichus for. The Rishonim will say that if we could appoint a shliach b'ksav, let's say you can assume that, so we could actually send the get through the mail. The goy is not kosher shlichus.
Yeah, because it really starts when you appointed him. I mean, you say it's after the walking when he gives it. But really, when
no, I didn't say when he appointed. No. The moment that he's expressing his shlichus is when he divorces her.
Right.
Walking is not shlichus. I don't need to be a shlichus to be able to walk. It's like, you know, shlichus. What's the kind of shlichus? What would be without shlichus? Right. So, the more I give three cases of shlichus, you have by kachin. There's a halacha. There's a mitzvah for the owner of the bialin to shecht the korban. He says, I can't shecht. I'm not a shecht. You shecht. Without the pressure shlichus, I lost the mitzvah. I didn't shecht. Comes the concept of shlichus. He says, no. I shechted. I shechted with the hand of the shliach. Okay, truma. Right? Truma's even more exciting, right? Only the Bialim has the power to be mafresh truma. If somebody else is mafresh truma and says, this is truma, it's not truma. It's nothing. Only the owner has the power to designate what truma is. So now, Rumain says, you know, I can't take care of my truma. Shimon, go take off truma from me. Without the parsha shlichus, it would still be tevel. The person would be chayiv, mitzvah shemayim for eating it. Because it's not a valid act of, I took and I moved it, and there's some here and some there, but that's irrelevant. That's not what truma is. I have to change the status of tevel to truma. That it belongs to the Bialim. That power, only one person in the world owns, has that power.
It belongs to the Bialim.
It belongs, that power belongs to the Bialim. So shlichus, I actually empower this person to take up truma for me. So now when he takes up truma, it's a valid act of a fresh truma. Kedushin, right? So the man's Mekadosh and Isha. Okay? He says, "Reb Kadesh is the Reuven with the Basu Kadas Moshav Yisrael." Reuven never appointed him a shliach. She's not married. Well, she accepted it for kedushin purposes. She said, "I'd love to marry Reuven. I'm so excited." Right? But it doesn't work. So without the parsha shlichus, that would be worthless. So comes the sheikh and says, "I am acting as the proxy of Reuven. So that I'm marrying you as if Reuven is marrying you. That's the kedusha shlichus." The fact that the guy brought the ring from Chicago to Cleveland is irrelevant. That's not shlichus. I don't need shlichus to carry a ring. I need shlichus to marry a woman, to do an act of kedusha. I need shlichus to do an act of divorce. I don't need the carrying the get from a dinas hayam to Eretz Israel is not shlichus. I don't need shlichus. I was sent to do that. That's true, but that's not what shlichus is. I don't need a part of shlichus to walk. Well, without shlichus, you're not walking, and now you're walking. Really? The chiddush of the parish of shlichus is that the shliach becomes bimkaim habal. He becomes in place of the husband. So now when he does an action, as if the husband did it. There's a machlokes in the achrayim, or there's a chakir in the achrayim. Is the pshat is the shliach becomes like a clone of the baal. So therefore, he has the power of the baal. Or is the pshat is the baal? It's the other way around. The shliach becomes like the baal. So there's a machlokes b'shoyim. What would be in a case where the husband appoints a shliach to deliver a get, then the husband becomes halachically invalid to give a get. He becomes a shaita. He gets an illness and his mind is not functioning to the point that halachically he's not, he has no power to give a get. Can the shliach give a get? Minoraisa. Rabbanan, he can't, for sure. According to everybody.
He can't.
Cannot. All right, but what about minoraisa? Well, so we don't need the baal anymore. The baal is incapacitated, but when he was still functioning, he appointed a shliach. Now the shliach has the power of the baal to be megarisher. So the shliach will be megarisher. He acts in place of the baal. Or the pshat is no. Shlichus is the chiddush of shlichus is that the baal is divorcing her through the hand of the shliach. So we need the baal to be functioning to be able to do that. So that's machlokes between the Torah and the Rambam, whether midrashis it's invalid or only midrabbanan it's invalid. That's an argument how shliachas works. But either way it works, we need the shliach to be, the shliach represents the baal at the moment when he gives it. He's appointed. He doesn't wait till last minute to appoint him. He's 500 miles away. They didn't have telephones. He appoints him 3 weeks ago. Walk to Eretz Israel and give this get to my wife. Right? Please go and give this get to my wife. Right? So the moment of minui is then. The moment of that's the moment of the minui shlichus. But he's not acting as a shliach till the last moment. He's walking and walking for 500 miles, and then finally he gives the get to the woman. That's the moment where he does his shlichus, what he was sent to do. So, how we get onto this?
I asked you a question when I started. That's what.
Oh, so the Rishonim say we can send the get through the mail. That's not the issue, because I just need to get the get from point A to point B. That's not shlichus. I don't need shlichus for that. Theoretically, more since you could use an animal for that. Like Meisekreif Baal, that's Lashon of the. So goy is not kosher shlichus. I don't need shlichus for that. But what we do need to do is to have. But how do we appoint the shliach at the end? So we send it to the mail. So what's supposed to happen now? So Bezin gets the mail delivery and says, "Oh, we have a package sent from Frankfurt to Worms to divorce this woman." Now what? We need the husband to divorce her. So we have to do a mini shlichus. So who can do the mini shlichus? Only the husband can do that. So he wrote in a separate document that I am empowering somebody over there that you will decide who it is to be my shliach to give the gift. Is that a valid mini shlichus? But so that's the problem. Nowadays, is it a valid mini shlichus over the phone? Right. So that's the transportation of the get is nothing to do with shlichus. The shlichus is the moment of giving it. So let's just finish off the Rashi. We made a law of Urim, but if nobody in Eretz Yisrael, if nobody challenges the get, Mistama Kosher, we can assume that it's kosher. The Mora is going to say that one of the issues which we need to know is that the get was written with the right intent. And we'll see what that we'll see the definition of that. But actually, everybody knows that, so we assume it was written like that. Should read in the Gemara, but the dinim kavu, and there's but the dinim always around. There's edim available, so we're going to. If there's any question, we will be able to validate the get. So therefore, the Chachamim did not see a need to do that prior to the actual nesina. Okay.